Some Californians will still be using the punch card ballots made notorious by the problems with Florida's ballots in the 2000 presidential election. Many other states have already begun switching to electronic voting systems, but some are having second thoughts, NPR's Bryant Naylor reports.
Avi Rubin is the technical director of the Information Security Institute at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Along with a colleague at Rice University in Texas and two graduate students, Rubin studied the computer software that powers the most popular electronic voting system, one made by Diebold Election Systems. What the professors found was troubling. Rubin says there were numerous security flaws in the software, including one pertaining to the so-called smart cards voters insert into the terminals.
What this allows you to do is to manufacture fake cards that could pass for real ones. And so you could imagine somebody, a teenager in a garage, setting up a shop where they're selling 20-vote smart cards or 100-vote smart cards, which you could then use when you go into a voting terminal. And because of the lack of authentication, the terminal wouldn't know that this wasn't a real card.
There were other problems with the software, which Rubin and his group found posted on the internet, easily hacked passwords, and computer code that did not appear to have been written by someone with good security training, according to Rubin. The Hopkins report has given pause to officials in the state of Maryland who had just signed a $55 million contract with Diebold for some 11,000 of its voting machines. After the state elections board initially defended the machine's performance, the governor's office announced it was hiring an independent company to examine the Diebold security. Harry Falwell is press secretary for Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich.
The state will proceed with the purchase if the report comes back and the state is confident that it can field the most accurate and accessible and most superior election process available. If the state is not confident it can do that with the Diebold system, then the governor and the state of Maryland do reserve the right to review all of its options.
Maryland already had some 4,600 of the Diebold machines in place. In Georgia, where some 22,000 Diebold machines were used in the 2002 election, voters and state officials were pleased with the results, according to a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office. He says voting security goes beyond hardware and software and that there are checks and rechecks in place. Diebold issued a 27-page rebuttal to the Hopkins report, stating the software the researchers accessed was incomplete and old and that modifications have been made. Company Vice President Tom Swidarski likens the controversy over Diebold's voting machines to the furor over Y2K.
There were a number of folks out there saying that the world was coming to an end. There were a number of folks saying planes were going to fall from the skies. And I did endless interviews relative to ATM spitting out, you know, just cash. And until Y2K came and passed, you know, it was a very good story. But after Y2K, I heard none of the computer scientists or none of the folks that were espousing that come back and say, here's why it didn't happen.
Swidarski says Diebold welcomes Maryland's review of the company's voting machines and says Diebold is happy to work with the state and anyone else in an effort to ensure election security before the new systems debut in their new locations next year. Bryant Naylor, NPR News, Washington.